It's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with the mighty, mighty Douglas Impuga sitting in for Sonny Young today. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Kim.
Well, what's going on in soccer today?
Well, Kim, we start off with soccer. Thanks very much. With less than a month to Brazil 2014, Ivory Coast coach Sabri Lamouche has selected a vastly experienced 28-man Provisional World Cup squad. Striker Didier Drogba, capped 99 times, spearheads the so-called Golden Generation, who will have a last chance to grab glory in Brazil. Brothers Yaya and Kolo Touré are joined by fellow Premier League best stars Cheke Toite and Wilfred Bonny. Forward Lassina Traore has been included, despite suffering an injury-ravaged loan spell at Everton. Lamouche will have until June 2nd to decide whether to gamble on Traore and include him in the final 23-man cut. The Elephants will face Colombia, Greece and Japan in Group C, which appears to be a much easier draw than in their two previous appearances at the tournament. Unlucky 2006 and 2010 group draws resulted in the West Africans finishing third behind Argentina and Netherlands in Germany and third behind Brazil and Portugal in South Africa. Meanwhile, reports from Rwanda say the Federation of Rwanda Football Association has offered Briton Steven Constantine a two-year deal to become their new national team coach. The federation needs a successor to Eric Nshimiyimana, whose contract ends on July 31st. The 51-year-old Constantine is a former Millwall first-team coach and has experience in African football, having managed Malawi from February 2007 to April 2008. According to media reports, Constantino is expected to hold discussions with the Rwanda Federation on Thursday, and he holds a UEFA pro license and has managed the national sides of Nepal, India, Malawi, and Sudan.
VOA. I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And in more sports soccer news, African football fans are looking forward to a big weekend of qualifying matches for next year's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Morocco. VOA Sunny Young asked our African football guru, David Legg, for a preview.
The Africa Cup of Nations 2015, which will be hosted by Morocco, who, of course, automatically qualify because they're staging the tournament, it's been divided basically into two sections. You've got a preliminary round, which is home and away, two-leg knockout ties. And then later in the year, in September, October, November, you'll have the group stage, and that's where the giants like Nigeria, Ghana, and Ivory Coast will come into play. If we look at this weekend, Sonny, four matches on Saturday and nine matches on Sunday. There's quite a lot of interest in these matches, so let me go through them quickly. The ones on Saturday, we got Mauritania against Equatorial Guinea. Now, Mauritania are interesting in that they had to play the only first round preliminary round match, and they beat Mauritius home and away. And they could be a team to watch. I've mentioned previously on the Sunny Side of Sport, Equatorial Guinea will be favourites, but I fancy Mauritania could upset them. In Windhoek, you've got Namibia against Congo-Brazzaville. I think the Congolese over the two legs should be the stronger side. You've got Sao Tome at Principe against Benin. And then in Blantyre, you've got Malawi and Chad. Now, the Chadians can't be looking forward to this, Sonny. They've met the Malawians in the two previous qualifying competitions, and they've come off second best. Then we move on to Sunday, and a big hello to all our listeners in Liberia. And they'll be looking forward to the match in Monrovia between Liberia and Lesotho. A warm welcome, too, to all our listeners in Kenya and in Nairobi. It will be Kenya against the Comore Islands. And that is certainly a tie the Kenyan Harambee Stars should win with a few goals to spare. Out in the Indian Ocean in Antananarivo, it's Madagascar against Uganda. Unfortunately, Libya against Rwanda, Sonny, has had to be switched from Libya because of the ongoing security problems there. And that match will be played in a suburb of the Tunisian capital, Tunis. In Bujumbura, it's Burundi against Botswana. Another fixture, unfortunately, that has had to be moved for security reasons, Central African Republic, who have home advantage over Guinea-Bissau, they will now play that match in the Congolese capital, Brazzaville, because of the very sad situation in the Central African Republic. Certainly out of the question at the moment for football to be staged in Bangui, the capital. In Lubumba, in Swaziland, it's Swaziland against Sierra Leone. And then, to me, a really attractive pairing in Dar es Salaam, it's Tanzania against Zimbabwe. And the Maputo, South Sudan, the youngest nation in the world, will make their Cup of Nations debut away to Mozambique. The return matches, Sonny, are scheduled for May 30, 31 and June 1. And also a reminder that the Seychelles have received a walkover because Gambia have been barred from all CAF competitions for 2 years over age cheating. They fielded five overage players in an African Youth Championship match against Liberia. CAF detected this, and they've taken action, which I fully support.
That's our African football guru, David Legg. Turning to athletics, Cuthbert Nyasango recently set a Zimbabwe national record at the Volkswagen Prague Marathon in the Czech Republic. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Cuthbert after his third-place finish. Here is Andy.
We're talking with a man who's just broken the Zimbabwe record in the marathon, and that is Cuthbert Nyasang, who's finished in a very fine third place in the Volkswagen Prague Marathon. 2:09.52 is the new national record for Zimbabwe. Cuthbert, clearly it's a happy day for you. Just look back on the last couple of years as well, because you were ninth in the Olympic marathon in London. That was a very good performance, but maybe you had a few problems after that. So this is really perhaps coming good again in Prague for you.
Yeah, I'm very happy with number 3. I was so surprised with myself when I saw myself at 33 and I'm number 4. I just tell myself, okay, Lord, take me home. I think I'm almost there. It's only 9 k's to go. And then I continue pushing because my program was very well. I did my times very well. I was doing good in training. Even my tune-up races were good. I was running almost 63 of two of them. So I'm very confident about my training, but I was aiming at 2:09, 2:08, which I got 2:09. So I'm very happy with my time and what I've done for the previous 5 months.
Was it a long time game plan to break the national record of Zimbabwe? Tendai Chimosasa running just outside 2:10, and that stood for a long time, 1998.
Yeah, it was my goal because me and Chimosasa was my role model when I started running. And since I started running, I've been broken his records. So I was aiming to run fast than what he did. And I did today, so I'm very happy with that. And then I'll continue to aim for more higher goals.
Well, you certainly did. Give your assessment. This was your debut in Prague. It's not the easiest of courses. There's about 8-9 kilometres of cobbles. A lot of support out there on the course, a lot of fans out there. But it's not one of the easiest courses of the marathon to run, is it?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, only the cobblestone, I think there's a problem. But generally, the course is okay. There's not too much hills. Then it's fast. Only today, I think, unfortunately, there was a little bit of windy. But I think the course is... It's not that very bad like Boston, but it's okay. It's quite good.
London Olympics, the marathon, you did really well. Ninth place, and there's nothing to beat the Olympic marathon, obviously. How did your career go after London? Did you have problems, or was it smooth sailing?
Well, I had a lot of problems just after London. I ran one half marathon. After that, I got injured. I back in problem. And then I ran in Fukuoka with a big injury. Then from there, it was a year of problems. The whole last year, I didn't run very well. Since then, it was only physios, rest, physios, exercises to make sure that I recover very well. And then I started to recover around November, December, and then I started to train for this marathon around December.
So everything's really come good, and that's a great note, I think, to finish on and say congratulations, Cuthbert. Zimbabwe record, third place in the Volkswagen Prague Marathon, and I'm sure Prague would look forward to seeing you again, maybe getting even further higher up on the podium. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Andy Edwards reporting from Prague. Now, for more athletics news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Amaka Uma.
Nigeria's Africa Youth 100-meter champion Divine Odudoru clocked 10.39 seconds to maintain his winning form at the Athletics Federation of Nigeria Golden League meeting in Akure, Ondo State, Southwest Nigeria. Patience Okon won women's 400 meters in 52.20 seconds. On the infield, former Africa Junior champion Nkechi Nchime triumphed in women's shot put with a heave of 14.86 meters. Daramola Feisayo won the women's hammer with a throw of 58.56 meters, while Nigerian Police and National Security and Civil Defense Corps won the men's and women's 4x100-meter relays in 39.44 seconds and 45.72 seconds, respectively. Meanwhile, All Africa Games bronze medalist Kurt Kuto is Mozambique's best hope for a medal at the Africa Senior Athletics Championships in Marrakesh, Morocco, in August. He confirmed his fitness with a clear win in 400-meter hurdles in 49.56 seconds at the South Africa Open Athletics Championships in Clokwe. Kuto admits there is room for improvement.
Today's race was, time-wise, it was good. Technically, a bit shaky over the last few hurdles. But nevertheless, like you said, Mark, sub 50. The last time I ran a sub 50 was in 2012. The whole of last year I was injured, so I'm glad to be back amongst the quick times.
Technically, you had that problem at the Africa Championships when you were a medal contender. We've now got another African Championships in Morocco this time. What are you going to do around this technical thing? Because by your own admission, there are certain technical areas you need to put right.
Back in 2012, I'm not going to say they tripped me, but the eventual winner hit his hurdle and he came in my lane, and that's when I hit his hurdle and I fell. Now that African champs are back this year and it's a World Cup year, I think we just have to train harder and make sure we go for gold there.
Now remember that since Maria Mutola retired, you are the one holding the mantle of Mozambican athletes. You're the only medalist at the All Africa Games when it was in Maputo. Do you think that you can rise to the occasion, at least for Mozambique, come the Africa Championships?
I have to rise to the occasion, Mark. Let me put it to you this way. The pressure will always be there. I have big shoes to fill. I mean, Maria